Chapter 14. Cities and Suburbs. Popular magazines like Sunset and Fortune have annual issues devoted to the best places to live in the United States. The articles usually highlight the quality of life at each place, including housing, education, health care, employment, and recreation. According to the U.S. Census, Americans are changing residences or moving less than they used to. Less than 12% of Americans moved between 2007 and 2008, the lowest percent recorded since the census began tracking this in the late 1940s. Migration peaked at 20% in the mid-1960s. The Pew Research Center recently published a series of reports on the social and economic dimensions of geographic mobility. The reports give us a better sense of where Americans call home, the focus of this podcast. First, who lives where? Younger Americans tend to live in cities, while small towns and rural areas have an older population. Blacks and Hispanics are more prevalent in cities than rural areas. Whites are in suburbs. Suburbs have higher amounts of affluent adults and college graduates than cities and rural areas. Though 63% of Americans moved to a new community at least once in their lives, more than a third never left their birthplace. Pew data, as well as the census data, indicate that the biggest difference between movers versus stayers involves geography, education, and income. According to Pew, the best snapshot of a mover is a college graduate who makes her home in a western city. The stayer's snapshot would be a high school graduate living in a Midwestern rural community. Nearly half of the adult residents in the Midwest say they have spent their entire lives in their hometown. In comparison, about a third of those who live in western states say the same. Considering education, 75% of those with a college degree have moved at least once, compared with 56% of individuals with a high school diploma or less. College grads move longer distances and move more often. Employment plays a greater role in their decisions about where to live. And affluent Americans are most likely to have moved. There is no difference in moving or staying by race or ethnicity. And looking at gender, 40% of men are stayers, compared with 35% of women. When asked for their reasons for staying, the majority of stayers say they remain because of family ties, because they grew up there, and that their hometowns are good places to raise their children. A major reason for staying put is a feeling of belonging. Most stayers have at least a half dozen extended family members within an hour's drive. A major reason why movers relocated is due to job or business opportunities. This is especially true of movers with college degrees and incomes of at least $75,000. Most movers have five or fewer extended family members living within an hour's drive. 26% have none. Slightly more movers than stayers say they are very involved or somewhat involved in their communities. Though most Americans are satisfied with where they live now, 46% indicated that they would rather live in a different type of community from the one they are living now. According to the Pew researchers, when you ask them where they would like to live, small towns and suburbs get the top votes. When asked about specific metropolitan areas that they would like to live, respondents selected the West, Denver, San Diego, and Seattle. Detroit, Cleveland, and Cincinnati were ranked the lowest. The states with the highest share of movers or residents who were born in another state are also western states, Nevada and Arizona. The states where residents were likely to have been born there and still reside are Texas, North Carolina, and Georgia. Now it's your turn. What does this mean to you? After your graduation, where do you want to live? Is there an ideal place? What is most important about where you'd like to live?